Good morning. This is a really interesting legal issue, especially in these times where email and technology becomes more and more a part of everyday life. You know, the real issue here is not so much whether HHS could look at these scientists' private emails, but whether these scientists, once they use their government computer to access their private emails, gave up their right to privacy. That's the real issue, and I think that's a pretty new issue for the courts.
So that has never come up. That's never been addressed before, you're saying?
Well, I think probably a lot of federal agencies think it has, because they put these screens on, you know, when you access the government, you know, when your computer, government computer comes on, that says anything that goes through this computer, whether access sent from or whatever, you know, you don't have a right to privacy.
Mm-hmm.
So they put these signs up. But I don't know that the issue has been litigated in the courts. And what makes this case especially complicated is that the HHS, at least if you believe what's in the lawsuit, this lawsuit was just filed and the government hasn't answered, so we don't know the government side of it yet. But what's alleged is that these scientists were targeted simply because they were whistleblowers and had complained about the safety of this the CT technology that was going to be used, you know, to assist colonoscopies. They were saying it was unsafe and ineffective.
But one thing about employment is whenever you join a company and they tell you don't go on to your, if you use our system, don't go on to your personal email account, it opens up to a lot of cybersecurity issues. And then that's the privacy piece. Is there case law that addresses this beyond outside of government?
You know, that's a really good question, and I don't know that the issues are fully settled. What is the right to privacy? You know, in the private sector, an employer has some rights over its system, but here, what's alleged is that HHS didn't just you know, watch what was going on. They actually installed spyware technology on the computers of the scientists involved, and were able to look into their private computers and private email accounts and see, you know, attorney-client privilege communication, personal information, things like that. So it seemed to go far beyond what a private sector employer might want to do as far as finding out what an employee might do vis-a-vis the employer.
Now, is that the big issue of the matter? The fact is that this was whistleblowers versus if they were online gambling or if they were looking at pornography?
Yeah, very good question. Yeah, because if they were using the government computer for those reasons, that would be illegal and prohibited by government computer policy. It is not prohibited to exercise your First Amendment rights, which is what is alleged in the lawsuit was done by these scientists. It is specifically protected for you to petition Congress. And while these employees are not supposed to use government equipment to petition Congress, they were permitted to make a minimal personal use of the or at least they allege they were permitted to make a minimum personal use of the computer. So you know, at what point does it cross that line between the government unfairly targeting them because they're whistleblowers and looking at their private emails when they engage in perfectly legal activity versus what you suggest, pornography and online gambling, which are specifically prohibited by government policy.
Hmm. Beyond, you know, the protections that would come, I guess, with whistleblower status or exercise of your First Amendment rights, do you really have any protections from your agency or employer monitoring you while you're using a work computer?
Oh, well, that's a really good question. I think that if your employer makes it very clear and prohibits the use of the government computer, prohibits the accessing of the personal email account, for example, from a government computer, and then you go ahead and do it, then I don't think you have protection. But it appears from what's alleged in the lawsuit that there was an ambiguity at HHS permitting personal use and not clearly prohibiting the accessing of the personal emails.
So you mentioned that the government has not yet responded. What happens to this case now? We have to wait for the government to respond, and then what happens?
Well, interestingly enough, the lawsuit is what's called it's a request for declaratory judgment, and what they're asking the court to do is to basically settle the law. They're asking the court to say that what HHS did was illegal, and they're not asking for damages per se. However, I think if they can get a judgment that it's illegal, then they're asking for equitable relief that flows from that, which could include the rehiring of some of these scientists who lost their jobs. Many of them had contracts that were not renewed. Some of them were Public Health Service commissioned officers. And so I think they're going to ask for equitable relief, a return to people's jobs or compensation if, in fact, it's found that what HHS did was illegal. But they're basically asking the court to decide the legal question. Can a government agency target whistleblowers and spy on them through their government computer merely because they use the government computer to access emails, personal emails?
From a case of a long-term look, could this really set some precedents for future cases?
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to define for government employees and maybe even for private sector employees. You know, what use can you make of an employer's computer system? Because I think it's extremely common for folks at work to use their employer's computer to access their personal email account, and most people think that that's private, and I'm not sure that it clearly is.
Sorry, go ahead, Bill.
But it may be that the court decides that it is.
Yeah, definitely a case worth keeping an eye on, and we will. Bill Bransford is a partner at Shaw, Bransford & Roth, also the co-host of Fed Talk, which you can hear on Federal News Radio. Thanks as always, Bill.
Okay, thank you.